gentleman right at the beginning of Debbie's report on Little Bessie, and then Little Bessie comes for Channel 1 Right and Channel 1 Over this Saturday, the 2nd of February, 74, I think it is. Channel 1 Right, first Debbie, and then Little Bessie comes and reports this Saturday, the 2nd of February, 74.
You got a fairly Protestant attitude.
Oh, yes. It's about. I don't know whether it's Old Testament or New.
You know, I'd give anything to get that down. On tape, anyway. That is rich. Good Lord.
We started out with the funeral in August. I walked in the door and I didn't say more than two words. She didn't stop for an hour and a half until Faye called. But that's because she's mad. She had something to confess to. It's blowing up.
You can get her up here and blow up.
It's nice. She just got up, and she's going to dust. I went, and she had this little orange, one of those curler caps, you know, women put on their head when they roll their head. Well, she had it right on her head. It was bright orange.
We don't have her number, do we?
Wait a minute. I have it, guys.
1787. 1787. 591-1787. So we'll be right for her.
Miss Cameron, this guy smiled. Let me tell you, Debbie just walked in and started talking about you, and I thought to myself, that's all we'll do. Just sit here, we're going to eat a little lunch. We just sit here and talk about Bessie Tomlin. You ought to be up here for half an hour. Just wear your dust cap and come on up here and protect yourself. Well, we'll be through lunch then, and then we'll all disperse. We won't. You got your car handy? Well, let me tell you, we go down there and have your wife's car, but we just gonna be talking about you, and you just need to be here to protect yourself. You just get in that car and come on up here, and then we'll see about locking that car. Yes. Well, it's not gonna take you very long. Come on up here and check that. We won't have a chance to do this again. Now you see. Well, it'll be so long. Look how long it's been. 5 months.
We got a sandwich for us.
Faye's getting you a sandwich right now and putting it out there for you. And you don't have to eat it if you don't want to. You can just sit here and... No, you do not have to put on shoes and stockings. You just come in here and we'll come out there and sit in the car with you. You just make up your mind. We just be glad to see you. It's nice talk to you, Faye. And don't you feel pushed. But we sure would love to see. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, now you just use your judgment. I'll see you.
I'm sorry. What, see if she got that?
I know.
I should have told her that I'd go get
her. Let her off. I put her on the hook now and I let her off. Didn't you see me let her off?
Yeah, but.
Well, I asked her if she's going to come.
Well, she, you know, she, I should have gone down to get her.
No, she's got me in the oven and she. She's just going out to watch the car. so.
When I left, she was going to dust the table. I don't know how she decided she was going to wash the car. The dog. Well, she started out about the funeral last summer because she paid for it. And, you know.
She never got all her money back.
And, you know, the pallbearers, like, I never knew that pallbearers are supposed to give money when somebody dies. They give money to the family. And I didn't know that. Well, they all belong, all except me, Bessie says, I don't belong to it. And they were supposed to give her $150 after Miss Bessie died. Now, anybody else, she said, anybody else that Bobby T is the secretary. Bobby T can call up, and in the morning there'd be a check for $150 there in their house. You know how long I had to wait for my check? I had to wait until November, and then they come over here and sat on that chair over there and give me a check for $125. I said, Bessie, what happened to the other 25? I don't know what happened to it, but I didn't get it. The flowers alone cost that much, she said. She's sitting like, just sitting, you know, oh, she's so big, and she's sitting like this with that cap on her head, you know. And
she said,
Then she got off on the Dawes, and she's on an absolute warpath with Mrs. Dawes, because Mrs. Dawes never comes home, and Bessie leaves the kids, and then there's nobody there, and the children are all alone, and Bessie is, of course, absolutely terrified that something's going to happen to the children, and she has inflicted them with this terror, and so the children are so terrorized they've locked themselves in the house, and called Bessie up at all hours of the night, morning, anytime.
Miss
Dawes is never there. I mean, she's got five kids, and she leaves at 8 o'clock in the morning.
She turns it over to Bessie.
And Bessie is bringing the kids up, and she never comes home. And last weekend, or the weekend
before, Bessie has to call her and wake her up every morning.
Bessie calls her and wakes her up, and for a while, see, Bessie thought that was just fine. She thought that this was her, I guess, you know, that this was fulfilling her, that she could get this woman going. Well, now she's beginning to feel that it's not really her calling. The kids called her at 4:30 in the morning the other morning and said, Mama ain't home yet. Bessie said, they said, what are we going to do, Bessie? And Bessie says, well, right, now, I was the only person they had to call. You know, and you just see that it's righteous. You know, she's just justified.
Wouldn't you love to feel that way just once?
Oh, gee, it's really something. She said, don't you do anything. I'll be over there in the morning. How soon will you be there, Bessie? Well, how do I know? I could be killed too, you know? Poor children. Don't open the door to anybody. What if it's my daddy? Don't open the door. It could be any man saying he's your daddy. Daddy's not supposed to come over there and look at the children, I guess. And she hasn't paid Bessie. And she hasn't paid her for 2 weeks. But she bought an antique dresser for $57, which unfortunately they delivered while Bessie was there one afternoon. Oh, God. Well, she hadn't been paid for 2 weeks. That's part of it. And it's also that.
It's the sad part of it, I think.
That's
she's not
probably
the banker, you know. They ain't the banker anymore, you know.
And so, it's not only this antique dresser. You and I wouldn't have it, Debbie, she said. Why, you'd have to do so much to that to make it look like it was anything you'd want to have in your house. An old beat up antique dresser that she paid $57 for. Then a bed that she paid $50 for. And two chairs that she paid $50 more for. Bessie said, that's $157. And that woman can't even pay her water bill. I have to take water up there to her every week for her children to drink.
What?
There's something wrong with the water. Bessie can't drink it. So she takes water from her house up to Mrs. Dawes. And you know every time I turn on the faucet, that pump goes on and the electricity's running, and I got to pay for it. So she's taking a stand. She's not going back. She said she can come here and pay me my money, but I'm not calling her on Monday morning, and she can get herself up and go to school herself.
Telling you, Miss Dawes really had it nice for a while.
She's gonna have it pretty rough when
you wouldn't think anybody would take advantage of somebody these days, who called you in the morning to get you up.
Well, I guess she just thought she really had a, you know, she knew Bessie really cared about the kids, for one thing. Bessie likes the children.
Yeah.
And so she's willing to. Bessie says, I'm only supposed to be working half days, and I go up there at 8 o'clock in the morning, and I don't get home till after dark.
Yeah, you can't get Bessie. You can't get a hold of her.
Uh-huh. She's working all the time. And, she said, some mornings I don't get there till later. The other morning I got up, and I needed to do some things here. She settles down. So I vacuumed a little bit, and I cleaned the bathroom a little bit, and I baked a cake, and I did this and that. Now, that's more work than most people do all day, and I did that, and then I got in my car and went up there. And there were her five children up on the road in their pajamas playing with their toys, and they hadn't even had breakfast yet, and it was 11:30 in the morning. She was so mad. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for him.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was making them up. Make them like you, too. When you come in, they'd be glad to see you.
It's really something. She didn't let up for an hour and a half. So you called. I mean, I didn't say anything. I walked in the door as Tom was leaving. He was going off somewhere. Bessie sat down and started talking and didn't stop.
Well, now how are you going to get that down, Debbie? I mean, how are you going to use it?
Well, I just kept thinking coming back that, well, maybe righteous isn't the right word, but it's how proud she is that all this happens and that she's the only person that can do it. And she has all this weight and responsibility on her shoulders. With everything she talked about was showing that, and how much she's got to bear. And all the business about the funeral, too. Because she was the one that paid for it all. You know, I don't know how far that would go. And she also lets you know, and she's got all these burdens to bear, but it's made doubly harder because of all the obstacles, like she's not well and she, you know, she, all these different things, yeah, how many pills she takes and everything. And that's another reason, it's the money, but also she's taking a lot of pills and she's nervous all the time with the children.
Well,
Oh, and plus she's spending her money for them. That's another thing. She went grocery shopping.
What?
She said that Mrs. Dawes doesn't buy food for the kids. So Bessie does. And she bought a roast. And a little pot roast with no bones in it. It was all meat. Cost $5.17. And I took it out there and put it in the refrigerator. I left the bill up there. Mrs. Dawes came in and she said, "Why, Bessie, how much do I owe you for this?" And Bessie said, $0.14. The bill's up there. It cost $5.17. And she said, and Ms. Dawes went, like,